evening to you from me, Father ML. Welcome to the program, As the Sun Sets. Another beautiful day in Johannesburg. I hope you're driving home now. If you are, do drive carefully, get home safely, and know that your loved ones are all waiting for you, that you'll have a wonderful, pleasant, relaxing evening. But for now, it's time for us to wind down the day, just to pray the evening prayer of the church and ask the Lord to be with us as we thank the Lord for the beauty of this day. My God, it's been a day of lots of drama, I suppose, yesterday with the resignation of, not the resignation, the firing, really, of the Minister of Finance. And we hope that this is not going to affect the country in a very adverse sort of way, but I'm afraid I don't think I can predict much good news from this. But anyway, let's see what's going to happen in the political scene. But for now, let's place ourselves, our country, our church in the hands of the Lord as we praise Him at the end of the day. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
I followed you when you went up the mountain, and there among the crowd I heard you say, you told us how to live with one another. I had to bow my head and pray. You said, blessed are you if you are poor and lonely, for you will have your place with God in heaven. And when you weep, my hand is on your shoulder. Wherever you shall go, there will I be. When your soul is racked with hunger, my Father's love and mercy will flow upon your heart. Because you are pure, you'll know God's great redemption. In peace you've been called into His fold. And I say, blessed, you are poor and lonely, for you will have your place with God in heaven. And when you weep, my hand is on your shoulder. Wherever you shall go, there will I be. Try to hurt you, they'll persecute you as they persecuted me. They will hate and blame you, revile, exclude, defame you in my name. But I want you to know blessed are you if you are poor and lonely, for you will have your place with God in heaven. And when you weep, my hand is on your shoulder. Wherever you shall go, there will I be. Wherever you shall go, there will I be. Mm-hmm.
I will make you the light of the nations to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Psalm 71, the royal power of the Messiah. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice and your poor in right judgment. And may the mountains bring forth peace for the people, and the hills justice. May he defend the poor of the people, and save the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. He shall endure like the sun and moon, from age to age. He shall descend like raindrop on the meadow, like raindrops on the earth. In his days, justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the great river to earth's bounds. Before him his enemy shall fall, his foes lick the dust. The kings of Tarsus and the sea coasts shall pay him tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring him gifts. And before him all kings shall fall prostrate, and all nations shall serve him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will make you the light of the nations, to bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. The Lord will save the poor, and from oppression he will rescue their lives. For he shall save the poor when they cry, and the needy who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak, and save the lives of the poor. From oppression he will rescue their lives. To him their blood is dear. Long may he live, and may the gold of Sheba be given him. They shall pray for him without ceasing, and bless him all the day. May corn be abundant in the land, to the peaks of the mountains. May its fruit rustle like Lebanon. May men flourish in the cities like grass on the earth. And may his name be blessed forever and endure like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations bless his name. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, who alone works wonders. Ever blessed his glorious name. Let his glory fill the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will save the poor, and from oppression he will rescue their lives. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. From the book of Revelation, chapter 11. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who are and who were, that you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations raged, but your wrath came, and the time for the dead to be judged, for rewarding your servants, the prophets and saints, and those who fear your name, both small and great. And now the salvation and the kingdom of our, and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Victory and empire have now been won by our God. Our Gospel reading taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 11 to 15. Jesus spoke to the crowds. I tell you most solemnly, of all the children born of women, a greater than John the Baptist has never been seen, and yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he is. And since John the Baptist came up to this present time, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and the violent are taking it by storm. Because it was towards John that all the prophecies of the prophets and of the law were leading. And he, if you will believe me, is the Elijah who was to return. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen. So we continue our explorations through this beautiful time of Advent as we prepare now for the coming of Christmas. And today Jesus speaks about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is, as Jesus says, the Elijah who was to come, the greatest of the prophets of the Old Testament. And while John the Baptist was the one to predict and to announce the coming of the Messiah, even though he was John the Baptist, greater than Abraham, greater than all the great people in the Old Testament, as Jesus says, in the new covenant, in the kingdom that has come now, John the Baptist is not as great as the least in the kingdom. So while John was very, very important in the kingdom of God, even the least in the kingdom is more important than John, sir. But it doesn't underestimate the particular role that John the Baptist or John the Baptizer had. John was the one to announce the coming of Jesus into the world. And he had a baptism by water. And he said, the one coming after me is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist came with a particular message. Now, there were many groups at the time of Jesus. There were the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Essenes and the Zealots and so on and so on. And John the Baptist, his group, call them the Baptists if you want to, he came with a special message. And his message was a message of turning away, of having a radical transformation in your life. His message was metanoia, is to change, turn around, repent, and believe in the good news. And so as Jesus looked around at all these different groups, he could have associated himself with any one of these. He could have associated himself with the Zealots and said, well, let me get the Zealots on my side, and they will fight for me and all that sort of thing. And it became a kind of a violent overtaking of the present situation at the time. But Jesus doesn't do that. He sees all these different groups, and he associates himself with John the Baptist. This is his cousin. Associates himself with John, whose message was metanoia. And so when Jesus begins to preach about the kingdom of God, when Jesus comes on the scene, What does he do? He takes up the message of the greatest of the prophets of the Old Testament. The same message, the same words. Metanoia. Repent and believe the kingdom of God is close at hand. So, John the Baptist was calling for a radical transformation, a transformation of repentance. Jesus is calling for a radical transformation of repentance, of changing direction if we are going to please God. But of course, John the Baptist was expecting a Messiah that was going to be the kind of Messiah everybody was looking for. A Messiah that was going to come with great power and influence and bring in a whole new dispensation. And that's why he wasn't quite sure about Jesus. Jesus was a little bit of an enigma, even to John the Baptist. So he would send people to John. John would send people to Jesus and say, Jesus, John would like to know just who you are. And so John had his questions about Jesus. And yet he said, when the Messiah comes, I'm not fit to undo his sandal straps. But who is this one, Jesus? Because he's talking to the little ones, he's talking to the people, they're following him, he's got great influence and so on. Who are you? Are you the one who is to come, or must we wait for another? Remember what Jesus did? He sends those disciples back to John and he says, go back and tell John what you've seen and heard. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame are walking, and so on. So let's not make a saint out of John the Baptist and say, well, you know, John knew who Jesus was. No, he was confused. The scriptures tell us that too. He wasn't sure about who Jesus was. But what Jesus takes up is the message of John, of metanoia, of repentance. And Jesus refers to John as the greatest of all the prophets in the Old Testament. So with John comes the end of the Old Testament. And with Jesus, we begin the new. So let's be like Jesus, like John, and take up this very essential message of repentance. Just as John was expecting the Messiah, as the people at that time were expecting the coming of the Messiah, we are also preparing now to receive Christ at Christmas. We are also preparing to welcome the Messiah into our lives. And I think one way in which we can do this is by taking the message of Jesus and the message of John the Baptist, the message of repentance, and of saying, first of all, what are my sins? Let's have a calm, cool introspection, if you like, and see yourself. What are the sins deep inside me? What are the sins that I wrestle with in my life, my relationships with people, with my family, my sincerity, my brokenness, my sinfulness? What is my sinfulness in myself? To myself, with myself. What is my sinfulness in relation to my family, my work situation? Do I take advantage of other people and so on? Do I spend time in prayer? Do I try to live the values of the gospel in my life? Or do I pay lip service to this? So what are my faults and failings and sins? And like John, who preached the message of repentance, and Jesus who preached the message of repentance, let's take on board that invitation. Repent and believe the good news. Let's turn away from our sins and turn back to the Lord. That was the message of John. It was the message of Jesus. Jesus says of John, he was the greatest of all the prophets. Let's listen to the message of the prophets, change our lives, and become a more faithful people so that we can truly welcome into our lives Jesus, the Messiah, who brings new life to those who turn from their sins and brings new life especially to the Anawim, the little ones of this world. Thank you. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. The one who will come after me already existed before I was born. I am not fit to undo his sandals, said John. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The one who will come after me already existed before I was born, and I am not fit to undo his sandals. Now God is light, and we live and move in light. There is love between us. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another. And may we who are called Christians be known by our love. Without love, the world cannot be at peace. Rid our world of hatred and fear. Help husbands and wives to find comfort in sorrow and strength in trials. Grant them enduring love. And Lord, keep all the dead in your care, those we have loved and those no one remembers. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Clear a pathway, Lord, in our hearts, to make ready for your only Son, so that when he comes, we may serve you in sincerity of heart. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Shall not be afraid.
found, lowly. My stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be afraid at all. My stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be moved. Only in God is my soul at rest. In you comes my salvation.
John Michael Talbot, Only in God. Beautiful music and such a wonderful devotional voice, if I can put it that way. John Michael Talbot singing for us, Only in God. So thank you for sharing this time with me. It's always lovely being with you at the end of the day. Let's always keep in mind that very essential, radical message of John the Baptist of turning from our sins. Let's always remember Jesus referring to John as the greatest of all the prophets, and that the least in the kingdom is greater than John. And in the kingdom of God, what we are asked to do is to live the values of the gospel, to listen to what Jesus preached and said, and try to put that into practice. Very difficult. It really means a change of direction. And that's what metanoia is really all about. A changing direction. Moving in the way and in the direction that Jesus points out to us. And for that, let's pray and ask the Lord to give us his grace and strength to do just that. So get home safely. If you're already at home, just sit back, relax, enjoy the evening. Have a quiet, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.